This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
I have an ebook, which is a sales consultant's guide to overcoming objections. That's like the number one thing that people usually have challenges with in the moment in their selling process. Like, it's like the first thing they think they have an issue with. And then usually what happens is we find out there's more and we work on more of these strategies. But email me and I'm happy to send you the PDF version of that ebook, or you can find it on Amazon, on Kindle. But I'm happy to send it to you to help you. Here's the thing, though, is that you've got this person that you're dealing with. You haven't closed them. You let them off the phone, or you're done with your meeting. They're not answering. You can't get them back into your process, your pipeline. What can you do about it? Again, for most people out there, the damage is done. You can't recover that. It's not possible. What was done damaged it or caused it to get to a point where they put their head back in the sand. They're in their comfort zone. They feel safe. They feel secure. They might be grateful they didn't buy from you and they avoided a bullet, and it's done. In those situations, sometimes what you can do as a company is shuffle pipelines, have a different person call those people back, and maybe that will revitalize them. Maybe a different voice will help them feel better, right? Like, they don't like John, so let me get them to Kim. They didn't like Becky, let me get them to Bill. Switch some pipelines, maybe a new voice, maybe a different person. You never know. Sometimes that will revive some of those people. So that's the bad news. That's the downside with this, is that if you're stuck in the follow-up trap, which is your people are not calling you back, sometimes there's very little you can do. Now, you could do some marketing things and some retargeting and some finding them online. But again, if they put their head back into the sand, that's a tough one. So that's the bad news people usually don't want to hear about. If you're not closing as many deals as you want, or you're doing well, but you want to close more, look through the reasons why you're not closing those deals. Listen to what your prospective clients, the buyers who aren't buyers, the people who aren't moving forward, listen to what they're saying and not saying. Listen, read between the lines of what you might be doing that's triggering that, and then where that might be coming from. And if you want help on this, because I know this is a challenge, I know most people, they still need it from an outside perspective, right? Like, thinking that you have this limitation and then doing something about it and wanting to move past it, those are two different things. If you want, there's some suggestions, some things I can recommend as well. Just email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. Different things I can point you to, and different ideas I have, both paid programs and then, you know, free resources as well. That's what I'm here for. And that's it for this. That's it for this conversation about overcoming your objections, right? Not overcoming your customer's objections, but yours. And usually that's where it starts first. Once you can overcome your objections and what you have inside, overcoming their objections will become even easier.